은혜 받으실 말씀은 빌립보서
Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Amen. The message title is God-given dream. I want you to receive a lot of grace through the message.
The speaker I will introduce. He will deliver a message that tells us who our Father God is. The speaker went into Holy Spirit to become great strength to senior pastor. He is the president of Pastors Association. Now welcome her with a longing heart with hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I congratulate all the graduates, and I would like to give thanks to their parents who helped them and support them and prayed for them, and the principals and teachers of the Sunday school. Thank you. Our graduates include the elementary school students, middle school students, high school students, and college students. I could see many people of spirits among them, and they look so happy. So, thank you. I give thanks to all of you who gave us this special praise. And Shalom Choir and this orchestra, thank you for your praise. Title of this message is A Dream That God Gives. When people grow up, you know, they are asked, what do you want to become? Nowadays, I believe many of you have great dreams, like, you know, to study hard and to, you want to become like this and you want to become like that. But now, as you become in high school students or college students, or you go out to the world, you know, your dreams changes. No matter what kind of dreams you have, if it is a dream that God gives to you, then it must be the best dream you can have. Then how can you make Father God give you the dream? If Father God gives you the dream, then Father God will make the dream come true. Well, sometimes, you know, you find, I mean, in many cases, you find that, you know, people have the dreams that do not come true. But whenever Father God gives a dream, Father God will make it come true. So, graduation is another starting point. And you will welcome, you know, new start after your graduation, because you go to, you know, you will advance to a new school or higher class or to other fields. So I believe your heart is mingled with excitement for the new world, and but the, as well as, you know, worries for the new world. So I'm going to deliver a message so that you can become a great, you know, people who will go out to that world, you know, with confidence. Well, now, and how you have to, you know, come up with the, an attitude. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. As college students or high school, middle school students, elementary school students, you may have new responsibility, and a new excitement, but live them onto the hand of Father God, and Father God will make them know, straight. And after middle school days and high school days and college days, and you go out to the world, to society, you know, you may regret not having studied hard before in the past. You may have that kind of feeling too. Since you are going to see new things because you're going to advance, if you depend on Father God, then you will become a better person than you used to be. I believe not only graduates, but all the congregation in this sanctuary will have that kind of feeling too. As you look at yourself, you may be confident, but most of you regret, you know, what you regret of, you know, what you have done before. Otherwise, you would have been very happy. But, you know, as you look at your level of faith, as you manage your life in the world, as you work with other people, you know, actually it is difficult to revert at that inner regret. And it is quite difficult for, you know, grown-ups to renew or have a new plan if they think they're already old. It's difficult to have a dream. However, as I prepared this message, I thought we are blessed. Even though we are old, if you are held by the hand of Father God, then once you are proper in the sight of God, then Father God will give you dreams. Even if you're old, it doesn't matter. Say, I'm 50 years old, you know, I'm full of regret. What kind of dream I can possibly have? You may think like this. However, once you're held by the hand of Father God, once you become a man of spirit, then you can have a dream. Just like second prayer title of this year, ministry. Senior pastor will take care of dream ministry in this church. And the senior pastor gave you dreams and visions. Once you become a man of spirit, I hope that not only graduates, but also all the members of this church can have, you know, hope that, you know, you can have dreams that God gave to you. Those forefathers of faith in the Bible who were led by Father God welcomed great result in the end. One example is Joseph. His nickname is a man of dream. Well, if we think of his, you know, physical condition, well, I cannot say, you know, he was born in a good environment. Well, even though he was born in a rich family, he was 11th among 12 sons. You know that, you know, back in those days, you know, there is a right for the firstborn. But Joseph was 11th born. He received great love from his father. But his brothers hated him, and they were jealous of Joseph. But he was held by the hand of God, and he lived his life by the guidance of our Father God. So his life was prosperous, and later he became the prime minister of Egypt. If he had been in his family with his father and his siblings, he couldn't have become, you know, prime minister. But once he was held and led by Father God, once he lived his life for Father God, he became such a great man. He acquired the success as well as wealth, honor, and fame that he could have never imagined. Later on, You know, his own brothers who tried to hate, who tried to kill him out of their hatred, you know, begged for their lives before Joseph. Joseph could save entire his family and let the Israelites, you know, continue its, you know, family line. Joseph had dreams. Joseph had a heart of goodness. However, when he depended solely on Father God and obeyed God, Joseph could accomplish better dreams than he could possibly have. No matter what you are, no matter what kind of condition you are in right now, do not look at that reality. But look into Father God and depend on Him. Then Father God will make you greater than you can imagine. What about Daniel? He became captive to Babylon. You know, the king of Babylon took, you know, many nobles and, you know, young people to Babylon, and the king taught them the knowledge and technology of Babylon. And among them were Daniel and his three friends. So they were captive in Babylon, but he depended on Father God, believed in Father God, and trusted in Father God, and he obeyed. Later on, he was set up as a great man in Babylon. Even though the reality seemed very difficult, once you are led by Father God, your life can be very prosperous. Well, I believe you, when you think of your school days, you may be confident, or you may regret of your past days. As you look at yourself and think of your life and your parents, you may say, no, I couldn't, no, I wish I were, you know, born in a better family. Or, you know, I wish I met, you know, better parents. Well, if you have your own dream, it is really difficult to make it come true. But once you believe in Father God and Father God leads your way, then you can become a greater man than you can, you know, imagine. Now, to become a blessed man like, you know, Joseph and Daniel and other, you know, forefathers of faith in the Bible whose life was, you know, led by Father God, their dream didn't come true just overnight. Okay, I will, you know, give my life to, I will commit my life to Father God. And a few days later, you know, their dreams come true. Well, it never happens. They need time to prepare themselves. They need time to endure. However, well, your school days, period of school days is necessary to make your dream come true. Sometimes you want to become a man, you want to graduate quickly to help the Father God's ministry, right? Well, you wish you want to become an adult, you know, as soon as possible. Depending on how you manage your student days, you know, it can become, your life can be different. Because school days is a period when you can, you know, prepare yourself. If you don't prepare yourself well, you may regret later on for entire life. Well, no, I am bored in my school days. I want to be an adult quickly. Well, don't think like that. Try to make it your, you know, preparation period. Depending on what you think, what you have in your mind, and how you prepare yourself, your life can be different. As you become a grown up, you can give great glory to Father God, or you may not. Our students, our graduates, you have a certain figure that you want to become later on. wow, he looks so great. I want to become like him. But other than that kind of figure, you may have some, you know, opposite figure that you don't want to become, like a criminal or something. You don't want to become like them, right? In order not to become like them, you have to prepare yourself in your school days. The same applies to, you know, those, you know, college graduates who will go out to the workplace, you know. I mean, there are selected pastors who are about to participate in this, you know, this church's ministry. At this time, if you depend on Father God and help by Father God's hand, even now, you can become greater. So you have to know every moment, every second, minute, and hours are the time that you use to become, to prepare yourself. So in other words, to make it short, your school days is a time period when you can make yourself, you know, prepared for Father God's, you know, ministry or for your life. All grown-ups, it's not late, so don't give up. We passed school days already. We already worked in this world. It's time to show our fruit now. But, as I said earlier, the worldly people say, you know, it's too late to have a dream. So they just barely manage their lives. However, we can have a dream thanks to Father God. Thanks to our Father God's dream and vision. So don't give up. If your life is full of regret, don't be like that anymore. And understand this, listen to this message, how you can live differently. And I hope that you can have a new dream. And I hope that Father God's providence can be accomplished through you greatly. I wish you can have this kind of hope and dream while you listen to this message, while you listen to the, read the Bible, or while you listen to senior pastor's messages. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who is at work in you, both to heal, to will, and to work for His good pleasure." So your dream, your vision should not be yours only. It should be dreams and, you know, visions the Father God can be pleased with. And such dreams and visions should be given to you. So, Father God may have a dream for you. Father God may have a plan for you. Father God may have a vision for you. Then He may give that dream and vision to you. Father God wants to be glorified through you. You have to understand it, and you have to make such, you know, Father God's heart yours, and you have to live your everyday life with that kind of heart. As you advance to middle school, or to high school, or to college, or to the world, you have to remember, you have to figure out and remember what is the dream and or vision that Father God gives to you, and try to accomplish it every day. Now, you are so blessed if Father God gives you such a dream. But not everybody can have such a God-given dream. Let's say, Father God gave you a dream, and Father God had a plan for you. But if you disobeyed, if you have another dream, then if you pursue your own dream, do you think Father God will give you such a dream? No. Father God, once Father God has a dream, He will make the dream always come true. You may become this kind of man, but Father God wants you to become that kind of man. And once Father God gives a dream, Father God will make the dream come true. From time to time, you may think like this. You know what, with my own passion and fervor, and with my own fullness, I will have my own dream. then and then you are confused that, you know, even though it is your own dream, you are confused that it is God-given dream. And you later say, why Father God does not make the dream that He has given to me? Well, Father God, you have to remember that Father God gives His dream to His people, only those, you know, who can obey. So you have to, you also have to know that the, to whom Father God, you know, such dreams. So, first of all, you have to become a man that Father God can give you such a dream. And you have to become like that, you have to know what kind of person can receive such a God-given dream. You pray, you sing praises, and you believe, you live your believing life diligently, then you may realize the dream that Father God gives to you. While you pray, you can realize it in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The problem is, even though Father God gives you a dream, what if you disobey? If you do this, you will become like this. You are given a dream. But, well, Father God, you know, will, you know, make me this kind of man, even though there was a condition attached. If you do this, then you will become like this. But you forgot the part then, if you do this. Father God gives you a condition. If you pray hard, if you cast off sin, then you will be blessed. You are given such a dream. But you don't remember if you cast off sin and pray hard. You forgot that. No, Father God gave me a promise that, you know, Father God will bless me. Well, later on, you find yourself that, you know, nothing has accomplished. As you listen to this message, as you're in a service, you may say, I had a dream, I had a vision, I had a plan to become a great man in the church. But now, look at yourself. If you think you haven't become a man you used to dream of, then look at yourself and look at your life, you know, what have you lived. And change yourself and to become a fruit, even though it is in the middle of your life course. If you are given inspiration and fullness of the Holy Spirit, please, you can receive strength too to make your dream come true. Now then, to whom Father God gives such, you know, His pleasing dream? If one is received, you know, if one receives Father God, you know, given dream, then he is a blessed man. Now, who are such, you know, blessed men? They are those who love Father God foremost of all, without thinking of great rewards. Exodus 34 verse 14 says, "For you shall not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is Zealous, is a jealous God." The Bible says Father God is jealous. Do not think of, you know, jealousy that, you know, the worldly people can think of, you know. It's not about the evil jealous, okay? It is a jealous of another expression of, you know, His love for us. If you don't love God, it means you love the world. If there is something that you love more than you love Father God, then you cannot reach true salvation. That's why Father God tells you to love Father God foremost of all. To make you blessed, to make you rich, to make you fame. You know, Father God says, you know, He is a jealous God. And Father God, you know, makes you love Father God foremost of all. If you truly love Father God foremost of all, Father God will love us. Will love us, and Father God will give us a dream. If you love the world, if you love the things of the world, if you become slave to the enemy, devil, and Satan, Father God will not give you such a dream. He will not. How can Father God, you know, how can Father God use such a man like you? Only those who love Father God foremost of all can receive Father God-given duties and dreams. Just as you listen during your Sunday morning service, those who cast off the worldly things completely and follow Father God can receive Father God, the God-given duty. 1 John 2 verses 15 and 16 says, "Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world." The world belongs to the enemy, devil, and Satan. If you love those things from the world, Father God will not love you. You know, Father God, I want to give glory to you. Give me a dream. Please use me. Please lead me. Even if you pray like this, Father God will not give you a dream if you love the world. We pray, Father God, please lead my way and guide my way. Even if you pray like this, if you don't love Father God cannot become your guidance. So, you must first love Father God foremost of all. Only those who love Father God foremost of all can receive God-given duty. And they can make their dream come true and please Father God. I hope that you can quickly cast off the world, quickly cast off the hearts that cling to the world. Because most of the graduates are students, let's think about this, whether you cast off the world and love Father God foremost of all. Now, do you love God more than you love your friends? Do you love Father God more than any, you know, entertainment that you may have in the world? If you do, you obey the word of God, you will like reading the Bible better than, you know, listening to, you know, worldly music or pop music. You will not hate to dance the way the worldly people do. You rather enjoy, you know, dancing in this church. Well, when I think of my school days, when we go to, you know, field trip, you know, sometimes, you know, teachers, you know, pick students and then, you know, tell them to sing a song. Well, I've never sung in the worldly songs, right? So usually when I was picked, you know, I sang those, you know, in the gospel songs. Well, you may try to cope with your, you know, friends in your class. And in order to do that, you want to take some worldly things. Well, it's an excuse. You know, you have to wait Father God hates. If you truly love Father God. You know, I love Father God, but you know what, too, you know, have good friendship with my friends in class, you know, I have to take some worldly things. It is not the way to love Father God foremost of all. So, ask yourself, whether you love your parents, your friends, your classmates, more than you love Father God. If you do, when you got tired, you may not come to Daniel prayer meeting. You may take a rest. Instead of praying and giving new praise and worship service to Father God, you love yourself more than you love Father God. I wish you can check yourself whether you love Father God or whether you love the world. You have to volunteer to cast off the world out of your love for Father God. You have to have this kind of belief in life. Then Father God will be pleased with you and He will give you dreams and visions. I wish you want to become like this because you love me so much. I wish you glorify me in this way. Father God will give you such dreams. The winter vacation is almost over. Those of you, there are many students, you know, who went back to school. If you to love Father God foremost of all, first of all, you have to you know, keep your heart from the worldly things, okay? You should not follow what your friends do and take the worldly things recklessly. Don't be like that. Well, friends or classmates may become your great asset in your life. But it does not mean you have to follow the worldly things because of them. So you have to discern it well. Now, since Father God does, you know, Father God tells me not to do it and I shouldn't do it. If you live your belief in life like this, you may end up doing what Father God tells you not to do it later. You have to love Father God first of all, and you have to choose not to do it because Father God hates it. There are many people who take the worldly things without the sense of the guilty and takes in, you know, the lure things of the world. Don't follow them. Instead, try to pity them because they don't know the truth and they follow the things of the world which are under the control of the enemy, devil, and Satan. How can I lead them to the truth? You have to think instead. You have to have mercy on them. You have to give out the light of Christ, our Lord, to them. I hope you can become true light before them. The world is full of sins under the control of the enemy, devil, and Satan. You have to clearly know this. Whatever your friends do, whether it is upon the truth or not, whatever they say is upon the truth or not, you should know and you have to be able to discern it. And with confidence, you have to show them your deeds of justice and of truth. And you have to be praised by your own friends. I wish you can become like that by giving out the fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you love Father God foremost of all, then Father God will give you dreams and visions. Second, Father God gives His pleasing dream to those who can obey. One such example is Abraham. Father God gave Abraham many dreams and promises. When he was called at the age of 75, Father God gave him a promise. And Father God gave him a dream and promise of having multitudes of the nations through his son. Now, why did Father God give him such dreams? Because he was a man of obedience. Since Father God knew it, Father God chose him and gave him dreams and visions. And through him, Father God was glorified. If you become a man of obedience, Father God will give you dreams. And Father God will use you greatly. Our grown-ups, even though you are a lack of knowledge and experience or strength, if you are ready to obey, then Father God will use you. The fearing God is the foundation of all wisdom. Since you obey Father God will give you wisdom. So you will be a wise man. And through you, Father God will be glorified. In order to do that, Father God will give you dreams. And Father God will let you accomplish the dream and make the dream come true. As I said earlier, a dream cannot be accomplished overnight. There are times for you to, make the dream accomplished. And during that period of time, obedience is a must. Sometimes you may undergo trials. There must be a time of toil and perseverance. Through such times, you can have the dream come true. So Father God first see, you know, whether you are a man of obedience. And once you can obey, Father God will give you dreams. What is the will that Father, what is the dream? What is the plan? What is the plan that Father God may have for me? Well, instead of thinking like that, once you are ready to obey, once you become a man of obedience before Father God, then He will give you a dream and make it come true. Isaiah 64 verse 8 says, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you our potter. And all of us are the work of your hand." And Isaiah 45 verse 9 says, "Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker, an earthenware vessel, and among the vessels of earth. Will the clay say to the potter, 'What are you doing?' Or the thing you are making say, 'He has no hands'? Father God is the potter. That we are clay. How can you mold me like this? How can you give me such hardships? I want to become like that kind of vessel, but why did you make me this kind of vessel?" You cannot say that. Father God will make you the best vessel. So don't be confused. You may undergo trials. You may face difficulties. Those difficulties are not given by Father God. If you are a man of obedience, even facing such hardships, your life will become prosperous. But if you are not a man of obedience, it is you yourself who chose the way to hardships and difficulties. But you put blame on Father God. That's why the Bible says, "Woe to you." Only when you become an obedient man, Father God will make you beautiful, you know, vessel. Let's say, Father God wants to make you in a big vessel. And why don't, what if you say, as a clay, "Well, I don't want to become this large vessel, wide neck. I want to become a long neck, in the vessel." It cannot be done, right? Father God needs a wide neck vessel. Father God needs a long, bottle-like vessel. And that process, when you say yes and amen and obey, Father God can mold you the way Father God wants to. What about Joseph? Father God said, through the 12 sons of, Jacob, Father God would set up in the 12 tribes of Israelites. And Joseph was chosen to go to Egypt, and he became the prime minister. And, Father God would help the Israelites to overcome difficulties. And to make Joseph in a big vessel, he had to undergo trials and refinements. What if during the refinements, Joseph had said, you gave me dreams, but I am under such a harsh trial. What if he had complained against God? Father God would not have been able to use him greatly. However, even though he was facing great difficulties, unlike his dreams, even though he underwent the great refinements, he thought of Father God's plan and obeyed. So Father God could be greatly glorified through Joseph. So only depend on Father God, believe in God, and say amen, and obey. Then through you, Father God will accomplish His great visions and dreams. Through our shepherd, we learned obedience, and we witnessed obedience. Even if there is a way that I've never thought of, well, if you face difficulties because you didn't obey Father God, that's not what I'm talking about. Even though you obey Father God, you face difficulties. Those men of obedience try to find the way, what is the good will of Father God in that difficulties. Well, someone is jealous of me, and what is the will of Father God? You know, men of obedience will find the will of Father God, and they will mold themselves like this. This is the man of obedience. But if you complain and if you blame, then you are not man of obedience. Think of our shepherd. He has only obeyed Father God. He sought the will of God, and he waited in his toil and perseverance, and bore great fruit to Father God. As he did a worldly mission, you know, he sometimes had to go to, you know, the countries, in overseas countries, even though he was facing the terror. Once Father God told him to go, he didn't say any excuse. He just went there. He didn't depend on the people. He never hesitated, because since it was the word of God, he just obeyed. And when he obeyed, the result was great glory to Father God and great fruit. We have witnessed them. What about now? To accomplish Father God's will, to save more souls, to lead more souls to New Jerusalem. He lives his days of sacrifice. Father God told him to wait. So with thanks and joy, he has managed his life. He has never complained. He only thought of the will of God, hoping for the beautiful fruit. Did he lost anything? No. Many people came into Rock of Faith in Inter Spirit and Holy Spirit. Even though they are not standing on the Rock of Faith, you know, you all long to stand on the Rock of Faith. You have changed like this. You know, so we can say senior pastors, the sacrifice and the wait has not been in vain. If we wait a little longer, we will see how great fruit, you know, his sacrifice and endurance would bear. We will see his transformed body, and we will see how the world will kneel down before the church and give glory to God. In the process of obedience, you may face some difficulties that you didn't imagine. But if you only those who can overcome such difficulties with faith, you know, they are the ones who can see the true result. But most of the people don't want to undergo such difficulties. But if you are such a man, then you cannot receive dreams or visions from Father God at first. Well, Father God gave me dreams and visions. While I was praying, sang praises, I received such visions. But the dream is gone. But I am so sure of what Father God wants me to become. Well, try to remember what kind of obedience you made before Father God. Those selected pastors, you can think of obedience whenever you think of them. Those selected pastors, when they were called, of course, there are some, you know, who want to become pastors, but most of them didn't think of becoming pastors. They were doing their jobs. They had different plans and visions. But Father God called them as parents, as in the pastors. But nobody said no. They only said amen and obeyed. As they obeyed, that was not it. They should have to live their lives just as they were told by Father God. They read the Bible. They were faithful. They reduced their sleeping time, and they didn't eat what they wanted to eat. They rather fasted and followed the footsteps of the shepherd. And now Father God is receiving glory through them. And they became greater than they used to dream of themselves. So those selected pastors, what kind of dreams do you have? Once the finance comes in, once the senior pastor's power is exploding, you will go out to the world with handkerchief. So you are in the process of preparing yourself. This process itself is obedience. Now, our graduates, What kind of obedience do you have to show to Father God? When the senior pastor says, read the Bible, then you have to do it. And as you read the Bible, there are do's and don'ts and keeps and, you know, castaways. And then just do it. This is obedience. Well, Father God will give me a revelation and then tell me to become like that. And He will tell me do so and to do that. Well, it's not. Because not many people who can say amen even though they receive such word from Father God. Well, only those who remember what the shepherd says and what the God says in the Bible and do and keep those, you know, the words in the Bible are those people of obedience. Well, because I am tired and I am so busy, you know, I cannot do that. Well, it is an excuse. No, such a man are not a man of obedience. And Father God will not give such a man a dreams or, you know, visions. Because He knows that, you know, they are not a man of obedience. Whatever you say, I will obey. Don't think like that. The word that you have to obey is given already by our shepherd. Just do it and don't do it. Keep it and cast it off. It is written in the Bible. As you read the Bible, find evil and get rid of it. This is the first step of obedience. If you do so, if you obey like that, you know, Father God already chose you as a man of obedience. Father God, you know, give me dreams. You know, such people will not do that because Father God will already, you know, give them dreams. Mommy members, you want to become used preciously. You want to, you know, reveal and glorify Father God through you, right? How thankful you must be if you become like that. If you obey, such dreams and visions will be given by Father God to you. As you look back on your believing life, you are so sorry because you disobeyed, right? But it's okay. If you can obey now, if you can obey from now on, then Father God will give you another chance. So Father God is full of love. Once trust relationship is broken in the world, you know, they never look back. But once you make up your mind and do your job well and obey, then Father God will give you another chance. He will give you another dreams, other inner visions, and He will use it greatly. So, look back on yourself. What kind of man you were in this 2014. Make up your mind to become a man of obedience and put the word of God into your heart. I hope you can become like that. Now, as you obey like this, in the process of accomplishing a dream, you must make an effort. Father God wants to make him a great man, and there is a process. You may face difficulties. If you want to become a man of wisdom or knowledge, you have to pile up knowledge and wisdom. And so you have to make an effort like this, and you will be inspired for sure by the Holy Spirit what you should do. Father God will inspire you, but if you don't obey, you cannot be used. Many young people say, you know, I want to become a selected pastor. I want to be in the shepherd's castle. Do you have such a dream? Then you should not commit sin. You should first be sanctified first. And you have to work hard and pray. Even though you are a student, you will read the Bible and keep the word in the Bible. Such a process. If you live like that, then Father God will use you greatly. And through Him, through you, Father God will be glorified. In this church, the whole world is our playground. So you may have great dreams. Well, I want to become a pastor. I want to become an engineer in GCN. I wanna go to secretary's office. I wanna become a singer or dancer. Or, you know, I wanna be like this, I wanna be like that. Well, as you think of the ministry of this church, if you have such a dream, then you can be a great man. However, if you have such a dream, then you have to obey, okay? You have to obey the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. To do so, you have to study hard, you have to, you know, you should not befriend the world. Instead, you should cast off the world. Then, later on, in this church, whose playground is the whole world, you can be used greatly. All of you, I mean, even in the world, even in your workplace, you can become a man who can lift up the name of our Father God and of the Lord and of this church. And you can become a wealthy man to give glory to Father God, for instance. Third, Father God gives His dreams to those who pray. Prayer is the easiest way to communicate with God. Isaiah 6:8 says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, here am I, send me." I hope you have this kind of dream. I want to participate in the ministry of the shepherd. In this church, I want to be used preciously. Even in this world full of sins, I want to go out to the world. I will give glory to Father God. I want to become like that. Please use me like that and give me dreams and visions. Well, you pray like that. Then, as you pray, as you sing praises, Father God will unfold those visions and dreams before you. As you live your believing life in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then Father God will, the Holy Spirit will let you know the will of Father God. As you pray, you may realize what kind of plans and dreams Father God has for you. Or the Holy Spirit will let you know what kind of dreams you should have. Then you will not be defeated by the enemy devil and Satan. You will live a victorious life all the time if you pray and if you're awake all the time. And you will be protected, and you will be guarded, and Father God will not take His eyes off from you. No matter where you are, you will live a victorious life. In school, in work, in business, you will be protected, you will be guided all the time. This world is full of accidents and disasters. If you pray, you know, committing yourself to Father God, then you may not worry anything at all. So you have to commit everything to Father God. So prayer is an act of committing yourself to Father God. You have no idea what is ahead of you, but if you pray, the Father God will have it ready for you. So I wish that you're always awake and pray to Father God. And in this new life that you are going to advance to, instead of worrying, instead of you have anxieties, no matter what you have before you, you are confident that you will become a victorious man. Let me conclude this message. Once Father God gives you a dream or vision, Father God surely will lead you to make that dream come true. Father God will not just leave you alone. Father God will help you and lead you to make that dream come true. And through that, He will be glorified. In the process of leading you, and once you accomplish the dream come true, Father God, in the to-do to make it happen, Father God make you the best in the best vessel. You have no idea what kind of vessel you will become. But if you truly love Father God, if you obey, and if you pray, and if you commit yourself to Father God, in any process, you will see that Father God will be glorified through you. And Father God, you will believe that, you know that Father God will make your dream come true. Think of the people of spirit around you. You know, there were people that you didn't know of before they came into spirit, right? Well, nowadays, you know, you envy them, right? You know, because they became a people of spirit. But you know, there are people who were not well known, but they look so good now. You know, you envy them and you want to learn from them and what kind of, you know, things you, you know, what kind of, you know, good things they may have, you want to learn from them. This is the basic step, the first step to give them dreams and make their dreams come true. So, but that's the first step for them to become a man of, you know, spirit. And later on, you know, Father God will give them the greater dreams, and in the process of accomplishing them, Father God will be glorified, He will be pleased with them, and Father God will give them in a pile of rewards, and He will be greatly glorified later on. So, the first way to a man that Father God gives a dream is to become a man of spirit. Okay? Once you become like that, through you, such a man of spirit, He will be glorified, and He will let you participate in the ministry of the shepherd. Through the man of spirit, Father God will be glorified. You heard it when Senior Pastor explained the second prayer title of this year. So first of all, you want to become a man of spirit, right? So, to become a man of spirit, you have to obey, you have to love Father God, you have to pray, okay? If now you are not a man of spirit yet, your wisdom, knowledge, they cannot help you realize your dream or visions, that you can make it come true. Or you may see some difficult situations around you. But once Father God holds you in His hand and leads your way, then you can become greater than you can actually become. To make it come true, you have to know to what kind of person Father God gives His dream. Remember them, cast off the world, love Father God foremost of all, obey Him, and pray to Him. Then Father God will give you dreams, and as you make up your mind, Father God will make the dream come true. I wish you become like that at this time around graduation. All mommy members also, in 2014, you will have received the blessing, and the word of blessing is given out. What kind of man will I become? How will Father God use me? I believe that, I hope that you can also receive such dreams and visions and become like that. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hands on your sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcending space and time to those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and the internet and through GCN, in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever their sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities go away. May the light come. Father, please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases, such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. And heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, heart disease, lung disease, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. And be cleansed. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see. Let the deaf come to hear. And let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones and restore them from burns and the heat and burn sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the air, and the evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving spirits, separating spirits. And all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sin and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please, keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, and I received His answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.